Parvati Pujari is the first person in her family to get a college degree, which is a huge deal. And I'm about to tell you why. I meet her at her family's one-bedroom apartment in Virar, a suburb of Mumbai. The living room is bare, except for a sofa, a dining table and a TV. Parvati is hanging out with her sisters and nieces and a friend watching Dance India Dance, a popular talent show. Parvati tells me her parents are illiterate and didn't understand the importance of education. Besides, they spend their entire lives struggling to make just enough money to get by.
They worked on construction sites as laborers,
moving from one construction project to another.
Mummy, Papa, my sisters and I, we'd keep moving from one neighborhood to another. And that's why our parents didn't enroll us in school.
But when Parvati was about 8 or 9, she saw two kids in her neighborhood who would walk to school every day.
They'd wear uniforms looking very neat and clean, very different from the rest of us. And I saw them and thought, oh, I want to be like them too.
So she convinced them to take her with them. It wasn't really a school, it was more of a single classroom, based in the office of a local non-profit. But Parvati was hooked. She loved learning and has never looked back.
With every step I took towards education, I grew obsessed with learning.
The more she learned, the more she understood the world around her. She loved it. In a year and a half, she'd made up for all the lost time, and she enrolled directly in third grade in a proper school. Her younger sisters were also going to school now. Her parents didn't object, but when Parvati was around 15, they began talking to her about getting married.
All they thought was that we have 6 daughters. The sooner we get them married, the sooner we're done with our responsibilities.
Parvati was the middle of 6 siblings. Her 3 older sisters had all been married off between the ages of 12 and 16. She was supposed to be next.
By then, I knew that I will not get married at this age.
She looked at her sisters who were already married. Like most married women here, they live with their in-laws. And Parvati says they have no say in their own lives. She says one of her sisters only wanted 2 kids, but her husband's family pressured her into having 4. That's not the life Parvati wanted.
When I don't like something somebody does or says, I tell it to people directly. Doesn't matter if it's Papa or Mummy or my neighbors. I just tell them directly. But if my sisters don't like anything, they can't say it.
Parvati wanted the right to make her own decisions, the right to stand on her own 2 feet, have her own identity. And she knew education would give her that. But her parents didn't understand. It was beyond what they knew to be a girl's role in life, which is to get married, have children, look after her husband and his family.
So to explain to them what I wanted to do with an education, what I wanted my life to look like, that was very hard.
For 2 months back then, she couldn't go to school. Her parents wouldn't let her. So she reached out to her mentors at school.
I went and talked to them. I told them that I wanted to study. I didn't want to have an early marriage. So they helped me out. They came and spoke to my parents and they said, your daughter wants to study. Why aren't you letting her go to school?
Her parents agreed to send her back, but they had no money to support her education. But Parvati was determined to find a way. She won a scholarship from an NGO that supports poor children. She graduated high school and enrolled for night classes at a college. She worked a paid internship during the day to pay her tuition. Somewhere along the way, she also discovered sports.
My track and field event.
I was very good at track and field. I also played handball and football.
In 2009, she began playing rugby on a friend's suggestion.
Rugby was totally new for me.
But she enjoyed it and she was so good that she was selected for the first National Women's Rugby Championship held in Mumbai back in 2009. She even played at the national level, but has had to give it up since then because of a knee injury. But sports remains a big part of her life. She works full-time at a non-profit organization, training youth around the country. And she recently started her own charity called Leher, to use sports to empower other girls from poor families. Every Sunday, she meets with other athletes who are part of Leher in a playground in the middle of a slum in Mumbai. The coaches are all women, but the free classes are for both boys and girls.
It's a big deal over here to have girls and boys playing together.
She says it's about giving girls and boys equal opportunities on the playground. And that has a huge impact on the girls.
Confident skill badhta hai.
They get more confident. They feel like, if I can do this, I can do more. They're more willing to try new things, and I feel that I can do whatever I want to.